You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Hello, beautiful people. Today I want to show you something great as we continue the In Him meditations. I want to show you how you've been complete in Christ and how you lack nothing. So we'll be meditating from Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, using the New International Version and the Passion Translation. And I know something beautiful will happen in your life today. So let's begin. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think this is a good time to also look at the Passion Translation. Then we'll begin personalizing it. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. And our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe. Let's take it one more time. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. And our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe. Glory to God. This is a beautiful scripture, and I'm so passionate about it. Just the thought of knowing that I have all of Christ in me. The fullness of Christ is in me. Whichever means, the fullness of the Godhead is in me. Inside of me is the home for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The whole of the Godhead dwells in me. First of all, I want to look at it from my own viewpoint and, you know, look at it now from the point of the Trinity. It means as a person, I am not empty. Oh, wow. I have no impossibilities. Nothing is impossible with me because I am full of God. I am full of the Holy Ghost. I am full of the Godhead. All of God is inside of me. All of the Spirit of God is inside of me. All of the possibilities of God is inside of me. All that my Father can do, I can do. I have a new kind of esteem. It's the Christ esteem. It's the awareness that I have all of the Godhead living in me. There is no wisdom I cannot bring out. There is no manifestation I cannot bring out. There is no solution that I cannot produce. There is no possibility that I cannot attain. There is no height I cannot get to. There is no kind of wealth that I cannot have. There is nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing impossible with me. And this is a good place to make you aware. I am not a normal human being. I am not ordinary. I'm not like the ordinary man walking across the street. There is nothing ordinary about me. There is nothing normal about me. I am divine. I am divine. I am from heaven. I am in heaven, even though I am walking down here on earth. I am the Son of God, sent from heaven. Because I carry in me all of the Godhead, the fullness of Christ dwells in me. I want to give you a picture that will help your imagination of what we're declaring. I want you to imagine all that Christ did while he was on earth. I mean, based on the accounts of the Gospels, he turned the water to wine. He walked on water. He healed many sick people. He raised the dead. He multiplied bread. He fed multitudes. Are you still imagining? You think about all those mighty works of God. He drove out devils out of people. And then when Jesus was about going back to heaven, here is what he said to us, or rather to me: greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. So when Jesus was leaving, he gave me all of his fullness, all of his completeness. Everything that made him Christ, he placed in me. And then all of the Godhead was placed in me. All of the fullness of God, he gave to me. And then he said, greater works I will do. And now I look at myself and I say, I have the fullness of Christ. I have been given the fullness of Christ. Therefore, nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible with me. I can raise the dead. I can heal the sick. I can walk on water. I can turn water to wine. I can feed the multitudes. My shadows, they heal the sick. My mind is the mind of Christ. I produce answers that this world has never seen. I have results that this world has never seen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my own completeness is found in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I am completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, another beautiful thing about this scripture is, you know that feeling people have sometimes when they're trying to worship and they're like, I'm trying to feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to feel the presence of God. I don't have to anymore. I don't have to try to feel the presence of God. Every day of my life, I have the presence of my Father in me. I have the fullness of God, so I don't need to wait to feel the presence of God. God is in me. The Holy Ghost, he is in me. Jesus, the Christ, he is in me. God, the Father, he is in me. The Trinity, they are in me. The Godhead dwells in me. Whether I feel it, whether I don't feel it, I have the fullness of God. I have the fullness of Christ. I have the presence of God. Always. I am conscious of this, and I manifest the results that come with this. I don't need a special emotion to operate in the capacity of my Father. I don't need a special feeling to operate in the capacity of Christ. I don't need any special goose feelings to operate in the capacity of the Holy Ghost. I have the fullness of God. let's say these words together. In the name of Jesus, I have the fullness of God. I have the fullness of Christ. I manifest the fullness of God. I manifest the fullness of Christ. As I go out today at work, in school, in my business, I have the fullness of God. I manifest the fullness of God. As I get about my activities, I manifest the fullness of God. I bring out the God kind of capacity, God measures, God capacity, God results, God innovations. All my possibilities are of the God kind today. Yeah, say that with me. All my possibilities are of the God kind today. Let's say it again. All my possibilities are of the God kind today. And let's say it for the final time. All my possibilities are of the God kind today. And today, you have the fullness of Christ and you manifest Him expressly. God bless you.
You've been listening to Sense Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.